Hello, and welcome to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Here is we talk about any and everything. We leave no pebbles unturned when it comes to discussing personal development, relationships, and bondages. We cover every aspect of these things so that we can make sure that each and every last one of us that tunes in on this podcast will be set free so they can live whole and they can live free. Free, free, free. We want to be free. A lot of us is walking around too closed up and we're not living the life that God intended us to live. Which brings me to the topic today. Is you carried your crown long enough? Now, I know when you hear crown, typically when you hear that, you already associate that with royalty. And when we speak about it regarding a woman, we think of a queen. So queen, here you go. We're going to talk about how we compromise our integrity to certain people or because of different situations that we deal with, we feel less than who God said that we are. I want to use Queen Vashti as a reference. She's very heroic in my eyes, and I know in many people's eyes if you know her story. Just a little backdrop, Queen Vashti, she was the wife of King Xerxes. You will find this story in the book of the book of Esther. King Xerxes, also known as Ahasuerus, I hope I said his name right, he was the king of Persia. And during this time, he was having a celebration with the leading men of his kingdom. And at the conclusion of 7 days of feasting, the king had called Queen Vashti to appear before him. Now, Queen Vashti, was known to be a very beautiful woman. And King Xerxes, he wanted his wife to come after he was drunk, wanted her to come and prance around the royal men, the leading men, in just her crown, but nothing on. I know, I said the same thing. What kind of stuff is that? That's exactly what he wanted to do. But Queen Vashti, I love it because she said, I ain't doing it. I'm not going out there. Now, although I know she knew that that may end in a result of something tragic or something not likely to her pleasing, but she said, I'm not doing it. Now, I want to ask you, how many of you have been in a situation with your man and he asked you to do something that would compromise your integrity, your value, your self-worth? So the end of the result of that with Queen Vashti, because she said no, now his homeboys is like, you can't let her get away with that. If she start acting like that, then the rest of these girls around here are going to think they can say whatever they want to do with us. Oh, be done with her. And so King Xerxes, what he did, he got rid of her. And that's where Queen Esther came in to be the queen. But we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on the fact that even though she is a queen, even though she was supposed to traditionally during those days to listen to what her husband had commanded her, because the Bible said he commanded her to come out. She said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to embarrass myself because you're drunk, your friends is drunk, and come out there to appease you. And then I have to live with this self-humiliation for the rest of my life. So in return, she was no longer the queen, and he took her crown from her. Now get this, although her physical crown was taken from her, she was able to leave with her crown of integrity. What am I saying? A lot of times we have ourselves, well, we have people, let me backtrack that, in our space that is constantly talking to us or handling us in a way that we begin to feel less than who God say that we are. But what do God say that you are? He said that you are more precious than rubies. He also said in Solomon 4:7 that you are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. He also says in Proverbs 31 and 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Are you really ready to laugh at the days to come? Or are you stuck in a place where you feel as though your self-worth relies in somebody else's thought and opinion of you? I give you an example. I'll give you two, but the first one, I used to work for this company and I was one of the directors there. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a very outgoing person. That's just my personality. I love to dress up. I love to wear my makeup, and that's just me. Some people don't do it, but that's quite okay. That's me. And I will come in to work for a boss, underneath my supervisor, should I say, and she was really harsh, harsh talking, harsh speaking with me. She handled me in any kind of manner till it came to a point that I will not be who I really am around her or when I'm at work. And I began to start feeling like I wasn't capable for the job because of the harsh words that she would say and how she handled me. And then she began to start asking me to do things. To me, it was unethical and it didn't go with my work and what I should have done. And at the end of the day, I would have to go home and live with that. So one day I got up and I said, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. And I gave my papers and I walked away. Why? I wasn't compromising who I am no longer to fit for this job, for the finances, or for the title. That doesn't determine my self-worth. So I was able to boldly walk out with my values, my integrity, my self-worth, and felt good about that. I use another example. I was in a relationship one time and I was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for this man. So much that I love the plaque on his teeth. Now, you know that's bad. I love the plaque on his teeth. And a lot of times I compromised myself for the things that he wanted me to do. But one particular time, he came to me and he wanted me to invite another woman in the bed. And that's when I was living my loose life. But even though I was living my loose life, I knew that goes against everything that I believe and who I was. And that was the day that broke the camel back. No, sir, not today. Not with this girl. And that was the day, out of all the things that I had dealt with him. Why are you wearing your makeup? You don't need to wear that. You stuck up. No, sir, confident. Makeup because that's what I want to wear. When I go out, I want to look good for me. And now you're going to have a nerve to ask me, can I bring somebody in the bed with us? Are you crazy? Obviously so. But that was the day that I walked away and I left that relationship go. Why? Because I knew my self-worth. I began to learn my self-worth because, back up, if I really understood my self-worth, a lot of things that I dealt with prior to him leading up asking that, I would have been gone a long time ago. But I left with my integrity and I left with my values. It hurt because the relationship went sour, but I felt better as a person myself. A lot of us are allowing situations, circumstances to have us beat up. Some of us are generally walking around looking beat up. It shows in our appearance. And then you have the dressed up mess. That was me. I was the dressed up mess. What does that mean? I look good on the outside, but everything was tore up in the inside. Well, how do I learn what my self-worth is? Well, I invite you to come back, or stay tuned, should I say, on this podcast. We're going to have Evangelist Tiffany Belcher join us online, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about having your crown carried long enough. We'll have an open dialogue. So I encourage you to get your pen, your pad, invite somebody on this podcast. We'll be back after this. Go Welcome back to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. We was talking about you carried your crown long enough. We have our special guest on today. Her name is Evangelist Tiffany Belcher, and she is from We Win Kingdom Coaching. Evangelist Belcher?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome to the Wow Factor. We thank you for participating in this segment this evening.
I'm glad you had me on the show today.
Awesome. Well, before we actually go into our open dialogue, can you tell us more about We Win Kingdom Coaching for our listeners?
Yes, We Win Kingdom Coaching is actually an organization where we help parents that lost a child, whether it's due to illness, gun violence, or just natural death. So we help parents walk through that grief process. And we also have an extension of that, which is life coaching, and to help them get back into the groove of living again. So that's what we do at We Win Kingdom Coaching.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And for our listeners out there, if this is something that you need or you can benefit from, or you know someone who may can benefit from them, at the end of this segment, we will have Evangelist tell the listeners more on how to contact her. Well, praise God for that, because we definitely need that, especially with the all-time high rate that we are having with murder and people getting killed, you know, those things. That is definitely ministry. So, Evangelist Belcher, before you came on prior, you know, the topic of the day is you carried your crown long enough. And I referenced that to Queen Vashti. And although she physically, her crown was taken from her, I let the listeners know how she was still able to walk away with her crown of integrity, which leads to our first question that I would like to ask that you can share with our listeners today is, why do you think that there is a lack of understanding of self-worth amongst our women?
I believe it is because they don't know who they are. They don't know their own worth.
Yes.
And when I look up self-worth, and the definition of it is the opinion you have about yourself. Mm. So they're not speaking highly of their own selves. And a lot of time it could come from their upbringing. It could be bad relationships. Someone constantly telling them who they are, what they are, who they not. You know, telling them they ugly, telling them, you know, they're fat. So it beats them down. And a lot of women just don't know what self-worth is.
I do agree.
It's misplaced. I believe self-worth is misplaced because women believe self-worth is their hair. You know, they're the clothes that they put on their bodies, the makeup they put on. That's not worth.
No, it's not.
That's not
worth. No, it's
not. They don't know the difference between them taking care of their appearance and getting what they need on the inside of them to have that worth, and that look at investing in themselves. You have to invest to feel worthy, to gain worth. You have to invest in yourself.
Absolutely. And I also would like to add to that, Evangelist, is if they don't know whose they are, then they would not know who they are. When they develop a relationship with the Lord will let them know everything about them. God is awesome, and he is a wonderful creator, and he created us. And if God is wonderful and he is awesome, and that's a lack of a better word to even describe him, okay? Why would a person think that they are less than, and why should they accept anything less than? And you're absolutely correct. I did hear you say they compare their self-worth with things or the outer appearance, but it has nothing to do with that. And I would say that it's a lot of women that's walking around with low self-esteem, and they're made up. They have the wonderful clothes, they drive in the cars, they have the house, but still they have very low self-esteem.
Yeah. Because, and I think that's a lot to have to do too with society. What society says, If you have these things, you have the house, you have the car, you have the husband, you got the children, you got the good job, then you your worth is high.
Right.
And that's no. No. And you brought up, you said too, and I agree when you said their relationship with Christ. You have to know your worth. You have to have a relationship with them. How I know? Ask me, because I experienced that. I didn't know my true worth until I got a relationship with Christ for myself. And when I got a relationship with Christ for myself, that's when he started telling me who I was.
Right.
And that was, I'm a daughter.
Okay.
I'm his daughter.
Yes.
You're worthy. Your worth is in just in that.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that relationship, you don't know. And you have a lot of women that's in the body of Christ that don't know their worth.
Absolutely.
That don't know their worth.
Absolutely.
And it's beyond your husband. Absolutely. It's beyond your children.
Yeah.
And it's beyond your wife.
I agree. Is beyond your degree, is beyond your career, is beyond all those little things that doesn't matter. Hello.
Yeah, because when all of that is taken from you, what do you have?
Absolutely.
Your worth, what's on the inside of you.
And you know what, that kind of ties into just a little bit of last week. Our episode is Becoming the Woman of Your Dreams. And we use Rahab as a reference for that one, Evangelist. And, you know, not determining what it is that Rahab went through or what a person may go through or what their experience or even their bad choices that don't determine who they are and what their worth is.
Right.
You know, I have this this scripture that I like when I was going through low self-esteem, and I share that story with the listeners. And one of the scriptures I like is from Psalms 139. I believe it's verse 13. And it says, you made all the delicate and inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. That means many compartments, that you embody. And, you know, when we stop comparing and we stop idolizing things and believe that those are the things that make us worthy, and we truly get the time to learn ourselves, a lot of times people, and I'm not just going to make this a gender thing, people don't like to spend time to their self so they can learn their self. Because once they learn their self, it will be things that they don't accept. They would not accept someone saying any old thing to them. Rather, it's from a relationship, rather it's from a coworker, rather it's from a family member. You will want to, you would shut it down in a minute. You would not know, have anyone say anything to you that disregard or disrespect is the word I'm looking of who you are.
Absolutely. Oh my God, absolutely. Because and I had a conversation prior about this. I was telling someone, before you can get married, you need to find out who you are.
Yes.
You need to find out who you are. You need to spend time with yourself. Well, I don't want to be lonely. What you mean? You're not lonely. Because the word said, I would never leave you lonely. I'm always there with you.
Yes, this is true.
You need that time to yourself to find out who you are, because once you find out who you are, you done discovered your worth. And like you said, can't know anybody come up in your face and say anything to you, disrespect you, put their hands on you, cuss you out.
Yes, absolutely.
They can't do that. Why? Because I know who I am. I know my worth.
Absolutely.
I spent that. When you take that time out to discover yourself with God's help, let me tell you something. You ain't going to let nobody come in there and disrupt that anyway.
No, you aren't.
They have to come up. They have, their agenda has to be on point.
Absolutely.
Because the first time you do something that's going to even take me off a little bit, you got to get dropped. I got to let you go.
Absolutely.
I got to let you go. But if I don't have that worth on the inside of me, I'm going to take anything that I want, that I can get my hands on.
Absolutely.
Because you have, I'm going to say, I'd rather have a half a man. No.
Yes.
Because I want more than a half a man.
Exactly.
He needs to be whole.
Exactly. You know what, Evangelist? What I always say is how you are is what you attract. And it also determines how others interact with you. You know, I am a strong believer in that. And so when it comes to different relationships and when it comes with handling whatever the relationship is, whether it's personal or not, you know, work related or whatever the case may be, is really how you carry yourself. So sometimes when you are in a relationship, and if you have a man that you're dealing with, or I, even if you're married, because you have a lot of people that's married, but they are going through the unthinkable, you know, if they see that you exude low self-esteem and not knowing who you are and just go for any old thing, then they take advantage of you and they try to handle you in any way that they feel as though they should, that they want to handle you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they, and you have people that will prey on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Will see your vulnerability and see where you weak at, and they'll manipulate and play on that for their own good. So that's why we ought to always cover ourselves with the Word of God. Everything we're talking about, it goes right back to the Word. You got to cover yourself in Christ. You got to cover yourself in His Word. You got to ask God for discernment.
Absolutely.
You got to have discernment in this day and time, because we're dealing with some real crazy people out here.
Oh, absolutely.
I read about it all the time. You have women that had good job, have good jobs and good careers, and they don't have that self-esteem or that self-worth. Now you don't let somebody come in, manipulate you, and take all your money. Come on now. Where do they do that one at?
Well, where are they happening at? Because they ain't happening over here. Not the day. You picked the wrong tree to try to climb up on.
Yeah.
I work hard for my coins.
Thank God we know that so many women don't. I did talk to them all the time. How women, I had one woman tell me how she don't want to be alone. Huh? And here I am thinking being alone right now is about the best thing that could ever happen to me, because I have that time to spend with self. With myself, I have that. But it's something they have not with. It's some things that these women or these men they haven't dealt with. And so now they're just doing whatever, and they need that person. They need that extra person to be with.
Well, and that's because they haven't learned to love their self and their time and respect their time for their self, you know, and so their loneliness would end up having them making desperate measure decisions, which can work out totally in a downfall for you. And a lot of women don't realize that a person or the presence of a person does not make you feel whole.
Right.
And once a person realize that, or women, once you realize that, you will not accept anything less. And matter of fact, it takes two holes to come together. Two holes.
Yeah.
Not a half. Two holes. I have to take a break. We'll be back with Evangelist Tiffany Belcher. And get your pen and your pad if you haven't grabbed it. If you haven't tell someone to drop. I can't even talk. To jump onto this podcast, please have them do so. We'll be back with our topic for the day. You carried your crown long enough. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. This is the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. We have Evangelist Tiffany Belcher online. She's from We Win Kingdom Coaching. Evangelist Tiffany?
Yes.
Okay, for those who are just tuning in, the topic of today is you carried your crown long enough. So we were talking about our last question that we asked Evangelist is why do she think that there is a lack of understanding of self-worth amongst our women? And we were saying that the lack of understanding in a nutshell is we don't know whose we are. And once we know whose we are, then we will understand who we are. So Evangelist, the next question that I have want to ask you is, when it comes to marriage, why do you think some women are afraid to walk away from an unhealthy union, or even those who may be just dating in a relationship? And now before you answer, I know it's kind of like, God, he frowns upon marriages, but we have to realize that a lot of people, they are married to people that God didn't even ordain for them to be married to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And God can't, change it around. I'm not saying that. In some circumstances, it has happened. But we have to make sure when we are in a relationship and when we are getting ready to marry someone, that God not only confirmed it with him, but he confirmed it with you too, yourself. And I am a strong believer, and I think we all know it, that we see red flags way in advance. And a lot of times that we ignore them, and we ignore them so much that it become a learned behavior with being in a healthy relationship. And so we stay because we think there's nothing else after that. So to go back to the question, when it comes to marriages or relationships, why do you think that some women are afraid to walk away from it?
Okay, I got 4 points. The first one is the fear of being alone. A lot of women, a lot of women feel like they have to have a man in their life. Or you got some men that feel like they have to have a woman in their life. They don't have that. They don't want to be alone. They're lonely. So they're fearful of it, which is God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Right.
You shouldn't be a fear of being alone. The second thing is they have a desperate need to be loved. If they haven't had that love, especially a woman, we're gonna talk about women, because I'm a woman.
Yes.
If they never had that love from that nurturing love from a father, or they look for that. Now you have that nurturing love from your mom. You know how that feels, but you don't know that nurturing love from a father, that disciplinary one, that one that's kind of strong-handed.
Yes.
So not knowing you're looking for that in men. So you're not even really looking for a husband. You're really looking for a father. So you have daddy issues. So they have to clean up those daddy issues.
Wow.
The third thing, potential. Oh, God, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. Potential. So many people marry potential.
Ooh.
He got the potential to be this. He got the potential to be the pastor, a pastor. He got a potential. No. You don't marry potential.
Yeah.
You don't marry potential. So they stick with the, so they don't want to get out of the relationship because they're not married to the man, they're married to the potential of what he can be. So they stick, which brings me to number 4, and I put 5 stars around this point here. Fear, he'll change. And be, you hear me? Fear, he'll change, and the next wife will get the best of him. I almost want to do a cartwheel on that one.
Listen, you go one way and I go the other.
I think I'm going to do a cartwheel with some red bottoms on. I really serious. Let me read that point to you again. It says, fear, he'll change, and the next wife will get the best of him. Because, see, he done played all his game.
Right.
He done put out his little dirt. Now he might be a little bit older.
Now
he done realized what he did right and did what he did wrong in that first marriage, and you're afraid he's going to get to the second wife and totally do the change and be that potential you saw in the beginning. So you saw the potential, now she gets the potential. So you say, I'm going to hold on to you, be miserable, continue to let you black in my eye, emotional abuse me, spiritually abuse me, and financially abuse me, because I don't want this potential, somebody else to get this potential.
And but you know what? I am a firm believer that different people bring different qualities and aspects out of you. But you know, my dad, and before I even go into that, my testimony is relationships. I was the one who was seeking for love, and I had daddy issues, and I ended up always getting with people who had mommy issues. So we had two people who had issues going on that was just creating a disaster. Okay. And so I totally can identify to the 3 points that you made, feeling lonely. You know, yes, I was always feeling lonely. My story is I felt lonely always from a child. I felt lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, parents was always gone. So I was always searching. I was always trying to be around people just so I won't feel lonely, you know, but it never helped. And it was to me until I ended up giving Lord and really basking in him and surrendering all to him, that loneliness does not creep over me, you know, because he comforts the lonely. Two, you said the daddy issues, and we're looking for our dads in the men. And some people might say, oh, they're sick, but you're absolutely right. I remember, mm-hmm. No, you're not sick. I'm sorry, let me take that back. That's not a sick thing. You are looking for a nurturing father thing, things that you wish that you would have received from your father. And I remember one day, I was so upset with my dad, and the guy that I was dating, he was saying that he wasn't a good fit for me. And I was, you know, rebelling, going back and forth. But I remember screaming to him and say, if you were in my life, I would not have chosen the bad relationships that I was in. Mm-hmm. If mm-hmm. I had my father there to show me how a man is supposed to treat a woman, I would not have, as a matter of fact, you know how the saying go, you smell the manure before you see the cow.
Right.
I yeah. wouldn't have sniffed you out before I even seen you. And so it wouldn't have went down the way it had went down. And then the last thing you said was potential. You are right. A lot of us want to go with potential. If God did not confirm that thing, I ain't say, you know, you hear a lot of people, oh, what the Lord said that was mm-hmm. my husband. I was one of them. I'm raising my hand. Oh, but the Lord said that was my husband. Emotionally attachment. Because the man that God has for you will speak life into you. He would not suck the life from out of you. And I think a lot of women, even though they may have heard it, it have not sunk in. Because one, they still dealing with the first thing that you said, and that's lonely.
The lonely issue.
Yeah.
The lonely issue. And looking around and comparing themselves to other people, the other friends, you know, you might, your other friend might be married, you know, or all your friends might be married, or just the pressure of, you know, when you're going to get married. So that brings on that lonely spirit. You open them up to lonely spirit, but it's up to the individual person to shut it down.
Absolutely.
It's up to the individual to shut that down and speak in that area of loneliness. Because loneliness do breed, you will, anything could come. You open yourself up to anything. And stop looking at potential. Stop looking at potential. In the church, out the church, or around the church. Come on.
Absolutely. And if I can.
He might be in a potential state for the next 20 years. As long as you're not okay with marrying potential.
Absolutely.
You okay with marrying that. You sit right over there with it.
And be miserable. Because a lot of women, just because they want to have a man, not be lonely. And a lot of it is fear because of finances when it comes to I'm not going to say just married people, because you have a lot of people who's just shacking up nowadays. You know, that seems to be the norm, but it's not. You
Right.
know, some of them are afraid because financial. I have spoke to different women. I know that was, but they were married women and they did not want to leave because the husband took care of all the finances. So they accepted all the emotional pain and torture, some physical, because they didn't want to lose on the finances of someone taking care, making sure the bills, making sure they was afraid of starting over again.
Yeah. So they didn't feel worthy. They didn't of going out here and actually getting a job to take care of themselves. And it's crazy. I just have to put it, I'm just plain, and I'm just, you know, plain about it. It's, to me, that's craziness, because if you've been tormented, and you mean to tell me them few dollars is worth you being tormented when the worst, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof?
Yeah.
You can have it. You don't want to get out of the work, you know? So I find it, they have to really get to, they need to know themselves. They need to learn how to know themselves.
And know who God is and know that He provides everything for them. He provides everything. And even if it means you having to stay with someone else to get yourself back on your feet, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. And actually, that's the most bravest move that you can make when it comes to your peace of mind and your sanity. You know? So that is a part of you carrying your own crown, not being dependent on man, but dependent on who created you, which is your Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the women have to learn, that their everything, whatever it is that they need, doesn't come from man, because God provided what they have. Everything that we need comes from the Lord. And once they have a true understanding of that, then they will be able to boldly and courageously walk out in whatever it is that God is leading and directing them to go. But I do want to add this before we take our next break. If we'll be more conscious of seeking ye first the kingdom of God, and the word says He will add all things unto you. If we seek God before we do anything, we cannot go wrong. Even though some of those things may hurt, He may say, leave that person alone. He may say, go the other way. It may hurt, but it will only hurt for a little while, but it's for your benefit and His glory. So we're going to have to take a break. We'll be back with Evangelist Tiffany Belcher. If you have not already asked someone to come on, I ask you to go ahead. I encourage you to tell them to come on and jump onto this podcast. We'll be back after this. Hello, and welcome back to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Our topic of discussion today is You Carried Your Crown Long Enough. We're here today with our special guest, Evangelist Tiffany Belcher. Evangelist Tiffany Belcher?
Hello.
Yes, we have been enjoying this open dialogue. I have been. I know I have. It has been really great. It's like me sitting here with you at the table, and we're having our coffee and tea, and we're just pouring into one another. So we spoke about self-worth. We spoke about people that may be, or women who may be married or in a relationship that's unhealthy, of them being afraid to walk away for something better, which is them healing from their hurt, their pain, seeking the Lord so they can heal. And also what I didn't mention on the last segment was being single is a gift. Being married is a gift. Being single, it's a gift as well that God gives us. And it's a time for you to be able to, how do they say, redefine yourself. It's a time for redefining yourself. And I also learned during my singleness, when I was in an unhealthy relationship, once I had that separation time, I was able to do more. with me being single than I was able to do when I was in an unhealthy relationship. So the next, not even a question, once again, it's an open dialogue that we're having with Evangelist Tiffany, is that, what was the question I was going to ask you? I done lost all train of thought. We are in a time where a lot of women are being more vocal. Okay, we're in a time, okay, and I love it. A lot of women, we're being more vocal about, you know, past sexual abuse, current sexual abuse. We are really lifting our voices, and our voices are being heard. What about those women who are still afraid to let their voices be heard? What would you encourage the women today?
I would tell them not to be afraid. They no longer have to be afraid to open their mouth and speak about what it is that they've been through. Because somebody, some woman or man, but some woman is waiting for you to open up your mouth and tell them what happened and how you got out of it and what did you do. You don't have to be afraid of it. You don't worry about what other people think. Because a lot of women won't speak, or a lot of men won't speak, because they're afraid of what somebody else will say. But they got to understand, the person that's talking, behind all that talk, they got a story too.
Amen.
They have a story too. So I would encourage them to talk. Open up your mouth and talk, and don't be afraid and worry about what somebody else is saying to you, saying up to you or about you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, I say to the woman who's speaking to the man, let them know how you feel. Let them know that you're not taking this no more. With your exit, if God say exit, exit, tell them how you feel with your exit, you know, because there's nothing wrong with correction. And I'm going to let you know this. A lot of them men are very much aware of what they are doing. I know that we're hearing a lot about narcissistic personalities. I dealt with the narcissistic, and let me tell you something. It's the most draining thing. As vibrant and as much go-getter that I had end up developing to be, being more vocal with my voice, just embracing who I am, very outgoing person. With this narcissistic person, he actually spoke down to me so much that my crown was lowering and lowering each day that I was with him. And, you know, everything that God said I am, he tried to speak against that. So I thank God for the separation, even though me, I had wanted to try to work it out because I saw the potential, Evangelist. I didn't want to be lonely. I had the daddy issues. But see, he messed around and called himself ignoring me just a little bit too much, because during that time is when I refound myself. I'm sorry, Evangelist. I don't know what happened. We got cut off. I'm thinking that you had tuned back in with us. I don't know how much you heard of what I said, but pretty much I was letting myself to be courageous and bold, and walking away, should I say, from anything that does not serve them any purpose.
Yes. And not to be afraid to walk away. You need to. You should. And you have that right to walk away from anything that's not right. From any relationship. Any unhealth, not just with a significant other, if you're in a relationship with someone, a husband or a boyfriend, or whatever you want to call it. If it's not a healthy relationship, it could be my mom. Mm-hmm. If the relationship is not healthy, I have to go, because my worth is so much to me. It means so much to me. And especially if you had to take the time and build yourself up in that, and allowing the Lord to build yourself up in that area.
Absolutely.
You don't allow anyone to tear that down.
Absolutely. It's a toxic and unhealthy situation to be in for any man or any person to speak against everything that God says that you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Evangelist, I want to thank you for this time. I truly enjoyed you here. But before you go, I would like for you to tell the listeners how they can be able to contact you, what's your social media handle, any information so that anybody who needs to utilize your services, that they can contact you.
Actually, you can go to my website, which is www.wewinkingdomcoaching.com. I'm going to repeat that again. It's www.wewinkingdomcoaching.com, or you can email me at wewinkingdomcoaching@outlook.com. I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, Tiffany D. Belcher. You can find me on Facebook there. Basically, my website, go to my website, and I actually could do a free 15-minute consultation with you. So you would just push the button and put in your information, and they'll send it over to me. And then I schedule an appointment to speak with you, and then we can go from there.
Amen. Amen. Well, once again, we want to thank Evangelist Tiffany Belcher for sharing some jewels with us in regards to letting us know that we carried our crown long enough, that we put our crown back on, and we walk authentically and boldly in the woman that God had ordained us to be. So, Evangelist, I thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversations with you.
Yes, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And just to hear a little bit your story, and it's like, wow, you know, what God can do for an individual, how God could take something and just create if you allow him to.
Yes, to God.
Yeah, he can take you and recreate you. This is not, if you're coming out of a unhealthy relationship, it's not the end of the world, because I believe some of everybody experienced it. So I'm glad you had me on the show. I'm glad to be able to share some of the wisdom and some of the experience that I've experienced with the listeners. And I hope something that I said you were blessed by and you could actually use.
Amen. Amen. And I'm more than sure that they were, because I totally was. And once again, I thank you. Hopefully we can have you back on here soon. Many blessings to you, Evangelist. And I will talk to you soon. And for the listener, I will be back with the wow factor for the evening. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. I hope that you thoroughly enjoy this segment today about you carried your crown long enough. I just want to leave you with these words of encouragement. I want you to say to yourself, anytime that you are feeling low, that I am beautiful, I am valuable, I am created as beloved, and in Christ lives in me. And Christ lives in me. I want you to say that to yourself. Look in the mirror and say those things to yourself. Your self-worth does not lie in appearance. It does not lie in tangible, valuable things. It does not lie in your title. It does not lie in any of those things. It lies in knowing whose you are, so you can truly understand who you are. It's about understanding that. And once you're able to get a firm understanding of that, you will not allow your crown to be buried in the closet with the old Polaroid pictures that people have tucked away. No, you wouldn't do that. You will wear it proudly on your head, in your being, the way it should be. So I hope you enjoy the wow factor for this evening. I invite you to come back to the next week podcast. You will not be disappointed. If you want to know more about me, you can follow me at I Am a Leading Lady on Instagram, Leading Ladies of Society on Facebook. You can also visit my website at llosglobal.org. That's llosglobal.org. I thank you so much for tuning in. Until the next time, shalom, shalom, shalom.